Welcome to My Inner Torch, the podcast that shines a light on the shadows of Cluster B relationships. Join us as we delve into the personal journey of your host, who shares his personal experiences as a survivor of nearly 23 years of Cluster B abuse at the hands of his wife, whom he suspects to be a covert narcissist. With over 180 episodes spanning nearly 4 years, My Inner Torch has been a beacon of hope and understanding for those navigating the treacherous waters of Cluster B manipulation and emotional abuse. Each week, we invite you to join us on a journey of introspection and empowerment, shedding light on the tactics used by Cluster B personalities to control and dominate their victims. Prepare to ignite your own inner torch as we illuminate the path to healing and reclaiming our lives from the shadows of our abusers. My Inner Torch is where courage meets compassion and where together we rise above the darkness. This week we ask ourselves a painful question. What does our relationship with our Cluster B say about us? Our host explores this idea with his own painful revelations.
Thanks, Jade. I've often talked in a lot of my podcasts about what does it say about me being in this relationship with my Cluster B wife for almost 23 years. You know, we can cast blame on our Cluster B. We can point our finger at them and say, you know, they're abusing us, they're neglecting us, but yet we remain in the relationships. So what does it say about us? Let's delve into that a little bit further. So what does it say about me? I've been in a relationship with my wife, who I suspect is a covert narcissist, for 23 years. I can say a lot about my wife. I could go on and on and on for hours about the weird things that she does, the abusive things that she does, the way that she doesn't see me, the way that she doesn't meet my needs, the way that she doesn't care about my needs. It's not about meeting my needs. It's about even noticing my needs, noticing my boundaries. But what does it say? What does this relationship say about me? After all, I am complicit in this relationship. What does it say about me? Well, for starters, I could say that I deserve a medal for my emotional bravery for putting up with this for 23 years. But also it says to me that I'm codependent, that I'm more concerned about others than myself. Does that resonate with you? It says that I'm ensuring the happiness of others and that ensuring this happiness is more important to me than my own happiness. Dig deep and think about your life. Think about this relationship that you're currently in with potentially a Cluster B and past relationships that you've had, and also the way you are as a person, because I can definitely say that I've always wanted to ensure the happiness of others, putting my own happiness sort of off to the side. It means that I make sacrifices day in and day out while expecting nothing in return. And yeah, that does kind of describe my relationship with my Cluster B wife. Day in and day out, I basically sacrifice my own happiness and I don't really expect anything in return. I justify it. Well, you know what? She's a person that's had a difficult life. Well, you know what? This is who I am as a person. I want to make her happy. I want to show her that the world is not a bad place. It says about me that I take great pleasure in keeping the peace, that I'm happy when I make others happy. Do you feel that? Does that resonate with you? That you're a peacekeeper. I've talked about this in previous podcasts. I keep the peace. I walk on eggshells. I don't want to rock the boat. Now, there are those of us out there who do rock the boat, who do take our Cluster B to task. And I can assure you that the results are certainly not pretty. But for me, I do take great pleasure in keeping the peace. I'm happy when other people are happy. I am a romantic who is so dedicated to love that I will spend my life figuring out how to fix things to have love reciprocated. Think about that statement. Are you a romantic who's so dedicated to the idea of love that you spend your life figuring out how to fix things to have love reciprocated, and then it's not. Does this describe your way of being in a relationship? Does this describe, and gosh, I don't like this term, your love language? Okay. But I think it is applicable for that particular statement. Do you only feel loved and valued when you're caring for others? I know I do. If you aren't able to provide care, you feel inadequate. This is the people fixer in us, certainly in me. Your soul is satisfied when those around you need you. Does that resonate with you? To be needed. They need you. You need to help them. You need to do for them. Cluster Bs are notorious for that. They are sponges for it. Borderlines and narcissists. You can never please them. It will never be enough, but they need to need you. You need to be needed by them. I loathe conflict and avoid it at all costs. Yeah, I do. Who likes conflict? There are some people who like it. They thrive on it, especially cluster Bs. The constant turmoil, the constant upheaval in your relationships. But you may loathe conflict, much like I do. And I'm conditioned to view abuse as normal because it becomes your normality. I'll read that again. I am conditioned to view abuse as normal as it becomes your normal. And this is why we are blind. We are emotionally blind to the abuse. After a while, it's just par for the course. To give you an example, just the other day, in fact, my wife, I keep my laptop in the kitchen. We have an island in our kitchen, and I usually keep my laptop there because I will go from my office to the kitchen if I'm doing something, and maybe I'll do some work on my laptop. And so the other day I actually moved my laptop. I took it away from the kitchen, and my wife came down the next morning and she said, "You know what? It's so nice not to see your laptop here, because when you have your laptop, it's really obnoxious." Think about that statement. What's obnoxious about my laptop being on the kitchen island where I actually do some work? But that was a pretty nasty little statement to make. And it's interesting because a lot of us, perhaps taking it out of context, would have said, "Well, that was pretty nasty for her to say that." But you know what? It really didn't resonate with me, because that's just par for the course. Abusive statements and nasty statements like that, double standards in relationships with cluster Bs, we're just like, okay, that's cool. And a third party observer, somebody who's not in the relationship, may point out to you, and this is why cluster Bs don't want you to have contact with other people, they're very possessive of you, might say to you, "You know, that wasn't right." That statement in and of itself, is it abusive? No, it's just nasty. Why is it obnoxious that my laptop is on the kitchen island? Why would somebody consider that obnoxious? And I don't even know if I would want to even think about how she could have crafted it differently to make it perhaps a nicer statement. Why would she say something like that? But that's because she doesn't have a filter and she doesn't really care. And so she'll say things like that, and then I might make the excuse for her, give her the emotional discount by saying, "Well, you know, that's just the way she is." But you know what? That doesn't make it right. It just doesn't. So what does it say about us when we've been married to a cluster B, or we're involved in a relationship with a cluster B for an extended period of time? I've answered those questions now, at least for myself, and perhaps it resonated with you. Why we stay is because it is about us inherently too. We want to be the knight in shining armor. We want to save these people from themselves. And I'm here to tell you that that is not possible. It's just not possible. So what are the after effects of cluster B abuse? We are survivors. While we survive in these relationships, we're not victims. I don't like the word victim. We're survivors because perhaps we're aware of what is going on. But survivors are often left with low self-worth. Remember that cluster bees, and I just talked about this, work very hard to make you feel unworthy of their love and inadequate as a human being. That's what my wife does all the time. With statements like that, it's obnoxious that your laptop is here. Well, why do you do that? Oh, you know, it's your fault. Everything's my fault. We're also left with trust issues because our experiences teach us that, or taught us, that you can't trust someone that you really loved. You can't love yourself or even your intuition. We have trust issues. We have fear and anxiety because being around a cluster B has taught us to walk on eggshells and feel profoundly unsafe. I've talked about feeling safe. Do you feel safe in your relationship? Emotional numbness. Survivors are left with this, learning that our distress could matter less to an abusive other. Leads you to stifle it. We just stifle our feelings just to keep going. And that's part and parcel to me not reacting to my wife's statement of my laptop being on the kitchen counter being obnoxious. Most normal people might have entered into an argument with that person and defended themselves, gone into jade mode. I didn't. We're also left with no effective boundaries. Cluster Bs require us to live in submissive, people-pleasing mode 24/7 and punish us for any attempts we make to assert or defend our rights. This goes part and parcel with any cluster B. You're going to find that with a borderline or a narcissist. You're going to be constantly dealing with boundaries that are being crossed. You can't set them. They don't get it. They don't see them. You're going to deal with isolation and abandonment issues, which is completely understandable given that you've been deliberately isolated and repeatedly abandoned by your cluster B, especially a narcissist. A borderline may try to, you know, define themselves through you and sort of envelop you, but a narcissist is definitely going to leave you feeling isolated and abandoned. And then finally, you know, this term is thrown around a lot. CPTSD, complex traumatic stress disorder. Because we are living in a domestic war zone, it inevitably leaves us with flashbacks, intrusive thoughts, intense and easily triggered distress, and a whole lot more. And I know that that applies to me on a regular basis. I have a lot of different triggers that put me back to past events, you know, where I replay those in my mind on a continual basis, where a pleasurable event may trigger a negative thought process. That's really sad. I will always think back to things that have happened in the past, and the past is always there. You got to move forward, got to move away from the past, but it's very difficult to do when you are in a cluster B relationship. So think about it. What does it say about you? What does it say about you continuing in your relationship with a cluster B? MyInnerTorch@gmail.com. Always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for your correspondence. If I don't get back to you, I do get a lot of emails, and I do thank you for that. Also, thank you for your review on whichever platform you happen to be listening to My Inner Torch on. It helps spread the word. New episodes uploaded each and every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till next time, be well, and in whatever you do, be good. This has been My Inner Torch.
As we reach the end of another episode of My Inner Torch, we want to thank you for joining us on this journey of healing and self-discovery. Remember, you are not alone. Your experiences are valid, and your light will always shine brighter than the darkness that once engulfed you. If you found today's episode helpful, I encourage you to share it with someone who might benefit from our discussions. Together, we can create a community of support and understanding. Join us again next Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another illuminating conversation. Until then, take care of yourself, nurture your inner flame, and never forget the strength that lies within you. I'm Jade Stone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and may your journey toward healing be filled with light.